That's his
Henry,
life.
can I ask you about something you haven't mentioned, but I know is the love of your life, your skiing?
Yes. Well, I have, let me put it that way. I have skied since the age of 11 or 12. And then, of course, I came here, and then war broke out, and things were difficult, but I've always skied. Funnily enough, I will show you something in a minute, because you mentioned skiing, I'll show you afterwards. So I've always skied. I want to show you a picture. It must be 1949. Yeah, I was married 44, 49, 47, even during the war. The snow, it was snowing, so I said, Indy, we need to go skiing. But I had nothing. We went to a shop, we hired skis, we hired gear we had, we hired skis. We skied in Lynn Park, and people looked at us, you know, can we take a photograph? Let you see the photograph, too funny. So we've always skied. This is, I mean, winter to me is important.
You and Ingrid?
Yes, oh yes. And eventually I, in Aviemore, we used to go to Aviemore, to Granton and Spee in New Year time with the children, and eventually I saw a ski bike, a ski bob there in a shop, and I said, what's this? And I tried it on the golf course, and I liked it, and I used it extensively here, and then I went abroad with this ski bike. I didn't know abroad there were other people, and then I didn't know there was a British Ski Bob Association, which I joined.
A Ski Bob
Association, yes. And eventually, about 25, 30 years ago, I then got in touch with, through skiing, you know, you get to know people. I've skied with the blind, I've skied with this, and I got to know British Limbless Leg Servicemen Association, and I've been with them, associated with them for 30 years now. I became their chief instructor, and we have these amputees, and we go every year. We still go. We're going next. We have a place, we go to the Ötztal in Austria, with a group of amputees, and every winter, this is my life. I mean, this is, and then not only that, all my family ski, all the grandchildren ski, all the children ski. Well, I've only two daughters and two sons-in-law and four grandsons. Mm-hmm. And we've been going skiing for over 30 years as a family every winter. All right, somebody, now and again, somebody drops out because of exams. But we go late between England and Scotland to get university and school dates together. It's very difficult for 11 people. But we have gone as a family for...
Where do you go to?
Where do we go now? The last 18 years, we've gone to Verbier in Switzerland. Yes. Every year. This is absolutely...
Have you been awarded the MBE?
Yes, I've been awarded the MBE for sport for disabled people. Yes. So that gives me greatest pleasure to get an MBE for something you have done yourself. Yes. Not, there's also such a thing as the OBE, you know, but what people say, it's a higher grade, but it's very rude to say that. The MBE is my own business, and OBE is other people's bloody business. You get kicked upstairs. No, I'm very proud of that, because that's something, you know, you've done yourself and appreciated.
So the question here, if you look back now on your time in Scotland, what are the highs that stand out for you?
Well, the highs is to establish yourself here and have a family and be together with a family. And I had a good career here. Certainly the Jewish community helped. The catering was successful. And not only that, I'm fairly happy here. It's a nice place to be. I find Glasgow is a good place to be. You're near mountains and the sea, and people are kind. And people say to you when you retire, where are you going to move to? To Spain or to Malta. I said, I'm sorry. I live here. I belong here. My family's here. I go to these places, certainly, but I belong here and I'm perfectly happy here. No desire to go anywhere else.
Are there any lows in us?
Yes. Well, they're bound to be, yes. Obviously.
What family, all community? Right.
Not so many family lows. Yes, yeah. No, but one just shows you what can happen to you. When I was in the Beresford Hotel, we got a huge consignment of salami in or something, and nobody wanted it. And everybody was given one. Well, take one home. Yeah. Nevertheless, I took one, whatever. But you stole something. Yeah, I got a sack. Oh. Yeah, well, fine. Well, I wasn't. There was no charge or anything like that, but you were sacked immediately. So that you have to be careful. These things can happen, yes.
Oh, really. And they'd invited people to take, had others taken it?
Yes, others had taken it, yes. Yes, oh yes, we're all sacked, oh, yes, oh yes. Yes, that that taught me, be careful. Yes, be very careful what you do. You can easily fall into problems. But there weren't, I can't say, there weren't many laws.
Thank you very much, Henry. That was it.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.